And we're back for another episode of Channel 9 Live here at TechEd Barcelona. Welcome back. We're getting to the home stretch at the end of the live stream. And I like to say we're saving kind of the best for last, my friend.
I like it. Absolutely.
So I'm joined today with Brian Cerasi.
Yes.
Cerasi.
Well, again, if you want to, yeah, it depends. You want to try to do it the Americanized way, Cerasi.
Cerasi.
If you want to try to do it more the Italian way, Cerasi.
Cerasi.
Or Cerase or Surface, I get it all. See, Byron Cerase. My first name's also spelled off, right? With a B-R-Y-O-N. So usually when no one knows, if they don't know me, it is Byron Cerase.
Nice.
So I'll respond to just about anything.
So what do you do at Microsoft, man?
So I'm over on the Azure Runtime team, working on virtual machines in the cloud and working on some of our new marketplace work.
Marketplace.
So yes.
To me, marketplace means you can go off and buy something.
That is exactly
so,
correct.
Like, why don't you explain what it is? Because if you're working on the infrastructure as a service, the Azure team,
right?
I know that we have a gallery of stuff, of images you can go off and install.
Right.
But those are mostly ours or some of our partners and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about, or is it something different?
You know, and I think we've done this to ourselves a little bit, but there is some confusion there. We have terms such as store, gallery, marketplace,
okay.
VM depot.
Okay.
The concept here with the new marketplace is a single-stop shop for things like what we're really announcing here is the new virtual machines, both first party as well as our third party virtual machines being distributed for production use through one central easy to use location.
Okay, so give me some examples. I mean, you've had, you're in charge of trying to recruit people for this, or you're the entry point for Microsoft if anyone's interested in as a partner in making a machine available?
Well, yeah, I mean, the marketplace itself, there's a whole bunch of different teams involved in this project. So I'm on the runtime or the compute team.
Right.
So we own the infrastructure back end for running virtual machines in the cloud. But then obviously we're working very closely with the VM marketplace team, which is the marketplace itself. And that's okay. What we're really here to talk about.
Yep.
But also with us, of course, is the commerce team. There's a financial aspect to this as well. And then we also have, you know, support. Because we need to support both first-party and third-party images as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of a large group effort to distribute virtual machines for both evaluation and production use in Azure.
Okay. So part of the announcements that came out with TechEd this year, or this particular TechEd here, was the fact that we've had a large influx of new ones that basically came online just recently.
Yes.
Want to give me some background on that and what exactly is the story behind that?
Yeah, so one of our big announcements this week here at TechEd has been on our new partner images, a whole bunch of new third-party best-of-breed ISV applications, which are now available in the store.
Okay.
So it's hard to list them all. And they're all my babies,
okay.
So I'm just gonna, you know, list a few of them.
It's kind of like asking a father to name their favorite child.
Yeah, how can you pick, right?
Okay,
these are all phenomenal solutions, ranging all kinds of verticals, so security solutions, line of business applications,
okay.
Even core OS platforms. Images have been released as part of this as well.
Okay, so well. Without choosing your favorite, in absolutely no particular order or preference,
yes.
Just give me an example of something that someone's going to recognize.
Well, we have Barracuda Networks, we have Checkpoint, we have AI Scaler.
Okay.
We have some multiple options from Riverbed coming to market.
Oh, wait a second, you're talking about multiple options. Talk about that for a second.
Well, when you talk about our 50 new offerings, what we're talking about is unique images or workloads.
Okay.
From approximately 30, I think we're up to 36, 37 partners.
Okay.
So some of our partners have multiple solutions, different products. So these are separate virtual machines offering their separate solution, pre-configured, pre-installed, all ready to go. Simple deployment, simple options.
Now, are these images and machines that are going to be available for us to evaluate and then like try before you buy? Or is it something that just like, okay, I'm going to use this and I'm going to start being billed immediately for its use for whatever? Is that dependent upon what the partner decides to negotiate?
It's actually dependent on what the partner went with. So let's talk a few different examples here. So we have several different options. Obviously, when you're purchasing a traditional virtual machine or an IaaS virtual machine in Azure, you're paying on an hourly or a pay-as-you-go basis.
Right.
So when you look at these virtual machines that also contain our great ISV software applications, that's on top of the existing Azure compute costs that you're already paying. So for example, if a particular ISV application is sitting on top of an A2 IaaS virtual machine in Azure,
right.
You're going to pay the A2 price. And then you're going to pay incrementally more for the ISV software on an hourly basis or a bring your own license basis.
Oh, okay.
So we actually have flexibility here. And one of the reasons we actually have many more images in the gallery than unique solutions is because several of our partners have opted to ship both a bring your own license version as well as an hourly version. And one of the key reasons to do that is because customers may already have a contract right. or an agreement or a relationship with the ISV. So they say, I already have a site license agreement or a volume license agreement. They give me permission to use that across anywhere I run the workload. I want to use that license type mm-hmm. in Azure as well. So in that case, the end customer would go ahead and deploy the bring your own license version, or BYOL as we refer to it, of the image through the Azure Marketplace. And new customers are customers that just want to pay as you go, are customers that want to evaluate, they may choose the hourly.
Okay.
And the ISV has chosen what their hourly rate is. So you'll be purchasing both the compute on an hourly basis through Azure,
okay.
as well as the ISV application on hourly rate. But the beautiful thing is, for the end user, it's all one and the same. It's all done through Azure. They're not having to go to the ISV and pay them separately per hour.
They pay
us directly, and then we distribute the money appropriately. Now, I actually went on a long tangent. Yeah. There was a key part of your question, which was evaluation. Can right. you evaluate it for free? Many of our ISVs have chosen to offer a 30-day evaluation version, or not, it's not even a version, it's the full product, but for the first 30 days after launch, there'll be no charge associated. Mm-hmm. So 100% free for the ISV software.
Oh, okay.
At the end of that period, you'll start being billed at their regular hourly rate as well.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the word hourly, and I don't mean to split hairs, but I need to ask this question.
Yes.
We don't charge hourly for our machines.
We don't.
But the vendors
ISV
charge
application,
hourly for their...
we do charge hourly
okay,
for.
Okay, so it's probably simplified billing, right?
Yes, exactly
yeah.
right.
So you, if you're on top of an A2 instance for our machine compute power...
You're on literally a minute-by-minute...
A minute-by-minute basis,
yes.
But for the first minute that it's licensed for use for that particular third-party software, it's a hour charge, which is the way that we used to do it.
Right.
It's nothing bad. I just want to clarify that. The ISV has chosen the billing increment, and an hourly is the way that they've gone. And we have a minute-by-minute basis for our machine compute side.
Right. And right now, we're offering both hourly rate as well as bring your own license.
Yeah.
Down the road, nothing announced yet.
It's nothing
But
nothing
we want to look at even smaller increments. We want to look at larger increments, including monthly billing, mm-hmm. annual billing. We want to do transaction-based billing. So, for example, if I'm an ISV and I have a firewall, how many packets did I inspect in that period? I inspected 40,000, so I want to charge per packet.
Yeah.
Or client server type, how many clients do I have attached to me? And we want to be able to bill based on clients, so nodes attached. So these are all new models that we're looking at enabling in the future.
Now, is this something that we're getting more interest from third parties and from ISVs because Azure's gaining steam, basically?
Absolutely. Well, Azure's gaining steam. There's a lot of interest from the customers. Also partners, which all of them fall into this category, who want to easily get their software out there for evaluations, for demos, for proof of concepts. This is extremely simple. Tell their customer to go to Azure, have an account. With one-click deploy, you have the entire solution pre-configured by the ISV, mm-hmm. who knows how to configure it better than anyone in the world,
right.
All ready to go. So it's not the, hey, go buy a server, or go create a new virtual machine on-premise, go install your operating system, go install your application, here's the 50-page of manual of how to configure it, you have to have a back-end server tier or multiple tiers. It's all been done, it's all ready to go. So the simplicity, it reduces sales cycles for our ISVs, it causes evaluations to go much easier because it's much quicker to do, and there's also a whole marketplace. So customers who are interested in new solutions can just browse the marketplace, see what's out there, investigate new offerings, and eventually, if they choose and they like it, go ahead and purchase it.
Now, because these are images running on top of our foundation of Azure IaaS, as an example, does that mean it's also going to be able to leverage some of the new technologies that we saw announced during the keynote, like the new premium storage or to the new D-series or the G-series machines and stuff like that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, so basically,
eventually?
Yeah, absolutely. All of these new technologies can be adopted by the ISV. When the ISV chooses a base image to install their software on top of, they actually have their recommendations that they get to choose. So they say, we recommend a minimum of an A4. Or eventually, they'll be able to say, we recommend a minimum of a G, or one with new SSD-based
storage.
You're
looking for those ones, aren't you?
Oh, those are the big boys, the big Godzilla SKUs, yes.
So
I had Corey Santos up here talking with me earlier,
yep.
and he was talking about the Doom technologies that we've had for a while now with the concept of extensions.
Yes.
Now, how are these images different from extensions? And
yeah.
are you also having new extensions coming online from third parties as well?
Absolutely. And you can tell me if my definition of extensions differs greatly from Corey's.
No, I know Corey is watching this dedicated and very closely right now.
So is he really? Is
your
he
boss
physically
will,
here?
Your boss will tell you how you're
okay,
doing.
Okay, fair enough. Well, he does that often.
Nice.
No, Corey's great. So did I hear him? Is he literally watching? No, so extensions is an interesting model, and I think there's a lot of advantages to it. So when we talk about images, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It is a virtual machine in Azure, IaaS, infrastructure as a service, where you install the operating system, both Linux, and we should talk about our Linux ones as well. So
okay.
let's get to that conversation.
I'll take a note for that.
So either Linux or Windows, and then the ISV traditionally installs their application on top, sysprep it, or gets it in a genericized, ready-to-go state, puts it out in the Azure marketplace, and it's ready to go. An extension is more, you can think of it more of as real-time injection, either at time of deployment of the virtual machine into Azure or post-deployment as well.
Okay.
So an extension, historically today, most of our extensions are agents. They can be antivirus agents, they can be backup agents, things of that nature. Injecting things like Puppet and Chef, mm-hmm. Agents for DevOps
yep.
type of scenarios. But really, it's an injection of any software package or workload. So it can be a full installation of a complex software package into a virtual machine. And some of the advantages of an extension, and what we've done recently in our new anti-malware extension, as well as some of our partner extensions, is there's actually custom-defined variables or information that you can inject, or you can go in the UI, mm-hmm. and that will be injected as part of the package.
Okay.
So from a very simple state, it can be, what is your license? What is your username? What is
okay.
your password?
Yeah.
But it also can be more complex. Puppet just simply asks, what Puppet server am I connecting to, or
right.
Puppet master?
Because over there, it's supposed to have the configuration of what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly
anyway, right?
right. So it's injection and configuration. So the software package will be injected in the virtual machine, and then hence fully configured inside of the virtual machine and ready to go upon deployment, upon
okay.
launch.
Now you asked about you asked me to circle back about the Linux VM. So
oh.
based on that, I'm assuming you're saying that all these third-party images that we now have in the marketplace, they're not all based on Windows Server.
No, actually, the split is close to 50-50, but we have a lot of Linux images based on all kinds of distributions.
Yeah.
We actually have a brand new Linux image that's part of this program as well, which is CoreOS,
right.
a very lightweight, trimmed-down version of the Linux kernel.
You seem to be hearing a lot about CoreOS and about Docker for some reason.
Yes, it seems to be a common theme.
Yeah.
So CoreOS is a new image in our gallery as well, and there's a lot of traditional Windows virtual machines as well. Both Windows Server 2012, Server 2008, as well as Windows plus SQL instances, and then, of course, on top of that, the ISV software.
Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, you say that you are the one at the entry point into this from an engineering side of things. How do you find out about partners that want to get involved, to be able to make their own images?
Well, so
they just call you up and they say, hey, Brian, I saw you on Channel 9 and I want to make my own image.
Right, right. So there's a whole team that kind of gathers around. We obviously have the front end team that kind of takes partner requests, even customer requests saying, I'd love to see this type of image. And we should also kind of talk a little bit about Azure Certified.
Okay.
And how that pulls into this as well. Because we have azure.com/certified, where ISVs can actually nominate themselves and say, I want to become an image in the Azure marketplace and be certified.
Yeah.
So right now, we actually have no lack. There's a lot of partner image or partner interest in becoming certified and having their image available for purchase in the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
What we did here at TechEd is, because it's a relatively new program, we built a lot of new infrastructure to enable this. We built infrastructure called the Publishing Portal. So now publishers go to a simple Azure website where they can register to become a publisher. This is where they upload their image. This is where they choose what their pricing model is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, for different size VMs, I want it to be priced this region. The tax implications, all of these different things. We built a whole ecosystem publishing portal designed to make this process very simple. Because this was our first time doing it, we limited our partners to 50. We were aiming for 50 partners or 50 new images in the Azure marketplace at time of launch here at TechEd. I think our final number, we landed 52 images.
Nice, I
like
that.
So we hit that. So now our goal is to open this more broadly. And you know, scale to 100, thousands, you know, tens of thousands of images eventually. And so azure.com/certified is a great place to get started. You can come to me as well. I have my peers as well, Asim Mitra, who is actually, I think, on a plane coming here right now.
Nice.
He's out of the marketplace team, which owns a lot of this work. Mm-hmm. We have the commerce folks, we have the support folks, all lined up and ready to help engage with these partners for bringing them to market.
So I guess we'll just say that the doors are open.
The doors are open.
There's a number of doors you can come through to be able to get access to this.
Yeah. So azure.com/certified right. is one of those doors, and people kind of question, well, what is azure.com or what is certified? Everyone knows what azure.com is. What is azure.com certified? What is the certified program? How does that tie into marketplace?
I have to assume it's something similar to Windows Server certification type
stuff
too, right?
And even like WCL certification, we've kind of taken a lot of these past traditional certification programs and adopted it for Azure. So what we want to do when we're bringing new third-party or ISV workloads into Azure is we want to vet them. We want to make sure that these are high quality. We want to have a curated list. So what we've done is created a series of tests that are run against the virtual machine before it ever goes into the marketplace. These tests, we built them both for Linux and Windows. Mm-hmm. It is an automated test. And so when you start engaging with us to become an ISV or a partner that's going to distribute through the marketplace, we actually give you this certification tool. You can run it on your own. You'll get the results. You know where you pass, you know where you fail, you can figure out the reasons why, you can fix those. And then once you upload your image into the marketplace, before we ever publish it and put it live, we'll run it again and make sure that all of these tests are passed.
Okay.
So some of these are very common things. Is your virtual machine built well? You know, do you have the proper ports open, closed, all that kind of stuff? But also, we're trying to tease out those few instances where an on-premise virtual machine, say running in Hyper-V, or the virtualization platform that shall not be named, VMware. Just kidding. I spent 10 years on the Hyper-V team, so that's. You know, if you're an on-premise virtual machine, taking your virtual machine and running it in Azure, there might be differences. There might be performance differences based on the virtual machine size, the A size or the D size or whatever you chose. There might be connection differences. There might be performance scale differences. How you scale in the cloud can be different. How you have fault tolerance in the cloud is different. So some of this is trying to tease out to make sure that you're performant, you scale well, and you're secure in Azure. Mm-hmm. So right now, the tests and these tests are increasing. We want to be more robust with these as well. But there's an automated section of the tests which are run, and there's also currently a manual checklist. These are kind of the best practices. Have you done this? Have you done that? And so we're trying through the certification, for an ISV, it gives you the confidence that your application is going to route and run well in Azure. And for the customer, it does the same.
Okay.
It gives them the confidence that I know when I deploy this, Microsoft has vetted this application, and it's going to run well in my environment in Azure.
Now, you said earlier that there's a way that people are able to nominate things they like to see, or partners can go off and put themselves up to be able to go through this program sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to give me any specific names of partners?
Well, I'll give you a few.
What about categories? What were the categories that people were asking for a lot that now are filled and used to be gaps?
We see a lot of security-related partners right now. So we see
security is a broad topic, though.
It is a broad topic, but anything from antivirus, anti-malware,
right,
into firewalls, even network-type appliances with load balancers, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So kind of core infrastructure type of workloads is something that we've seen a lot of recently.
Okay.
But we've seen messaging and collaboration solutions. We have a number of partners coming who want to build on top of SharePoint, extend upon existing solutions. So it's really a wide gamut of everything across the board.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm just trying to think here.
And to your earlier point, if I may jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have released new extensions as well. So we've released extensions from, we've had existing extensions including Trend Micro and Symantec, who both did anti-malware solutions.
Right.
We also had Microsoft Anti-Malware, which was our own. And by the way, that just went GA, so that just went full production live. Prior to this point here at TechEd,
okay.
It's been in a beta mode, but that's now fully released, which is good news. And we've also had extensions from Puppet and Chef, as well as PowerShell, to do orchestration inside the virtual machine for DevOps.
Mm-hmm.
We're now adding extensions from McAfee. We're adding extensions from, why am I alluding, the name's eluding me. I think I have it here, my cheat sheet. CloudLink is another extension. Alert Logic is another extension. So CloudLink was previously named A4, and this is a drive encryption solution. So again, falls under the category of security,
okay,
to be able to say both my data disks as well as my system drives encrypted via CloudLink, which sits on top of and leverages BitLocker, all through an extension model. You look confused.
Well, so you're saying on a Windows machine,
yes,
with associated data disks that have been attached,
yes,
the solution is able to go in and ensure that it is encrypted at the disk level inside the VHD?
Yeah, essentially, yeah, okay. It's exactly right. It's using BitLocker, but the brilliance of the solution is essentially it's communicating externally to the key management server,
right,
and it is getting those keys. So at boot, there is no prompting to say, what is your BitLocker security key?
Right.
So it creates a really easy way to ensure that your drives are encrypted, but a really simplistic way of being able to boot without having to have that intervention and getting blocked before you have console access.
Right. I was about to say, it's kind of difficult to have console access.
Yeah,
as
exactly. It is asking for a key and there's nothing to do. So
right.
CloudLink is one of these type of solutions. So they have both CloudLink, the server side, which is released as an image, and they also have extension, which is what injects the agent and the software into the virtual machine.
Mm-hmm.
So they've really gone both models to enable their solution.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did we start doing this kind of stuff? Like, how long has this been in place so far?
Extensions, you know, we
they've been around for a while. I know they, yeah, weren't, they weren't there originally when we came out with IaaS the first time around.
They weren't originally, and we don't see a lot of this extension type of work from other third-party, you know, cloud platforms as well. We really think that this is a value add to simply and easily inject software inside of your virtual machine. As I mentioned, most of them are looking like agents right now,
mm-hmm,
but as we expand this and extend this, full software application packages will be installed using the extension model as well. It gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility to inject software, do the configuration, take custom parameters from the end user, gather that information, use that to properly configure it. By the time the deployment is done, it's all ready to go, including those custom parameters that are specific to each individual user.
Okay. Now, one thing that came up in my head was around the concept of these are full-fledged images in Marketplace. What happens when something comes out that requires a patch or a fix or some kind of an update to the image? Is it the customer's responsibility for it? Is it Microsoft's responsibility for it? Is the third-party ISV's responsibility for it? Who's responsible to ensure these images are up to date and successful? Is it a case-by-case basis?
Well, in some regards, it's a little bit of everyone's.
Yeah.
But because these are traditional software applications running inside of a virtual machine that's running in the, you know, IaaS infrastructure in Azure,
mm-hmm,
the software manufacturer, the ISV, already has their mechanisms,
right,
to do updates and patches. Now, additionally, what we're working with them to do is every time they do major revisions and major updates, we want to get those images in the Azure Gallery.
Right.
So since someone for the first time ever goes to deploy an image, they know that this is the latest patches, the latest updates.
Right.
And you know, as is typical with most of the images up there right now, you can have several iterations. So you can actually say, you know, this has all the patches on this date, and then you could roll back a month previous and say it has all the patches from that date.
Okay. So a little bit of all, little bit of both.
Yep.
Everybody has to kind of contribute towards it. And I never thought about the fact that individual third-party ISVs probably have some kind of an update service that they worry about for maintaining their own stuff.
So yeah.
It makes sense.
Exactly right. And so we don't necessarily want to circumvent that. They have these mechanisms in place. We want to enable this and extend upon it.
Do you have any closing thoughts, my friends, that you want to just kind of wrap up with? I'm excited. It's like I had no idea we're in the state that we're in right now. So now I've got to go back and look at the marketplace.
Oh, it's tremendous. And the marketplace work that they've done all up, and this is not my team. Again, this is the marketplace team all up. Brand new marketplace UI, really easy to use, really simple to discover, to deploy, all new virtual machines. It's beyond virtual machines as well. They have the add-ons, they have the extensions, they have the virtual machines, the SaaS apps, the PaaS apps, the IaaS apps. It's all there in one location, easy to deploy. And so it's an exciting time for the IaaS, for a virtual machine in Azure. We're now just starting to blow open the doors of having dozens and dozens and hundreds of new images. So it's not long, you know, customers say, hey, I want to deploy. Some customers say, I want to move to Azure. And then they look and see what applications there are to deploy. Those applications are now coming down the pike.
Right.
But the other model happens as well. They're engaging directly with an ISV and say, I love your app, I want to deploy it. I can deploy it to Azure? That's simple, that's easy. And they take that method as well. Okay. So it's an exciting time. We're really starting to blow open the doors of a wide variety of ISV applications coming through a brand new, beautiful marketplace that's been developed. I'm excited. I don't know if you can tell.
I'm like, we're going to have you back next time to be able to talk about the next 100, 200, 300 images, and I will hold you to having to show me a couple that kind of stand out.
Absolutely.
But with that, I do have to say, I've got the voice in my ear saying that we have to wrap this one up. Thank you, Brian. Very nice talking to you again, sir.
Absolutely, as always.
And stay tuned. We got one last one going in the live stream from Channel 9 here at TechEd Barcelona. Be right back.